My father was a solicitor who undertook quite high profile and sensitive work throughout the 80s at a time in Belfast in the north of Ireland when there was a war ongoing. It was obviously a very violent place. He had high profile cases, high profile clients, and had some landmark judgments against the British government. And for that reason, we as a family believed that he came to the attention of the British government in a very sinister way. And ultimately, we had made allegations over the years that it was the success of his legal work that ultimately led to his targeting and murder.
What you are looking for at the moment, or what you have been looking for, is a proper independent inquiry into his death. But you haven't got that so far.
No, well, since 1989, it's been a very complex and long-running campaign with many twists and turns. We were promised an inquiry by the British government in 2004 after the papers, the relevant security papers, were examined by a judge of international standing, a man called Peter Corey, a former Canadian Supreme Court justice. At that time, the British government, led by Tony Blair, offered an inquiry under new legislation that had to be brought in for our inquiry, which removed the independence of the inquiry itself and put the power, especially around disclosure of information, in the hands of the government minister. So we weren't able to take part in an inquiry under those terms. We ended up in something of an impasse for a couple of years. Since that time, we engaged with the new government under the stewardship of David Cameron. We had many meetings, mostly in private, with the Secretary of State and his advisors. And that then led to us being invited by the Prime Minister to Downing Street last October, where he told us that we would be offered something that he was confident we would be happy to accept. Unfortunately, that was not the case. And in quite a public fashion, he offered us a review, which was a step behind a limited inquiry, but a review by somebody behind closed doors where the family will not be able to have any input into. And he apologised. He accepted that all the allegations about collusion were true. He didn't take any issue with that, and on behalf of the government, he apologised for that. So it's the slightly, I suppose, it's putting the cart before the horse, where he is apologising for something, but we don't know exactly what he's apologising for, because we've never been able to look or find out exactly what went on.
What happens now, and why are you here tonight to speak about it?
My mother described it as a very cruel exercise by David Cameron to invite us in such a public fashion, and we felt quite humiliated. So as down as we were in October, we certainly haven't given up on the campaign. The support we received within hours of the meeting from our political supporters in America, the Irish government, the Taoiseach was very vocal about it, gave us a lot of encouragement. And even, you know, family and friends and people who we know, everybody thought it was particularly cruel, former secretaries of state included. So where we are at present, we have judicially reviewed the British government's decision. Papers have been lodged in the High Court in Belfast. We were granted leave without opposition from the British government, and there are 3 days in May set aside for the hearing of that. What we are asking for in that judicial review is for the De Silva review into my father's murder to be stopped, and an Article 2 compliant and an inquiry that is credible and an inquiry as was promised to be set up in its place. My mother has travelled to Westminster last week and briefed politicians, Labour, Tory and Liberal Democrat, as to where we are and gathered support. I'm here this evening and I'm delighted to have been invited here to update people who are interested in this case as to where we stand at present. And then next week, myself and my mother are travelling to America, where we will be meeting with different political supporters in Washington, D.C. for the St. Patrick's celebrations.
Can I ask you, how old were you when your dad was killed?
It was a couple of weeks before my 9th birthday. It was a normal Sunday evening. The family were sitting having dinner, and then obviously he was murdered.
In effect, you've spent your life campaigning. What is it like when you spend your life seeking justice?
I suppose when the question's asked like that, it does sound quite surreal. It's not, I think when anybody loses a father at a young age, whether it's in controversial or violent circumstances like that, or whether it's, you know, no matter what the circumstances, it's not easy. I don't pretend that my hurt is more great than anybody else's hurt who has lost a father. It's not an everyday issue. You're not an everyday we don't wake up with something to do with the campaign. It very much goes in fits and bursts at times. But when I grew up as a teenager, making the allegations of collusion definitely tarred you, and people viewed you with suspicion. Even friends probably looked at me with sympathetic eyes, thinking, well, if he needs to believe that to get by, then, you know, then fair play. But it's something which affects not just my family, or just affected my father. I think as time has went on and more evidence has come out, it affected the vast majority of people in Ireland, and perhaps even England. It's quite clear that it didn't just affect Catholics or nationalists. It affected, I have absolutely no doubt, that policemen or soldiers were allowed to die to protect IRA informers and intelligence. And it was a very, very dirty game. And unfortunately, we still don't know exactly how dirty it was.
And so what you want is to know what happened and the reasons behind it.
Yeah, it may have sounded rather flippant, but in the reaction to the Cameron meeting, I said in Belfast that perhaps if my phone was hacked, I'd have a better chance of getting an inquiry. And, you know, I think there's an element of truth in that. We're talking about the state murdering a solicitor. I can't think of anything more grave than that. A public inquiry is not a mechanism of first, it's not a vehicle of first resort. It should be a vehicle of last resort when the criminal justice system cannot deal with it. That is clear in this case. We need to have a proper examination of it. We need to make sure that it never, ever happens again. Papering over a crack or trying to cover up a sore does not work. The sore festers, it gets much worse, and it leads to an infection. And unfortunately, I do feel that the inability to deal with Ireland's past has a real and live potential to infect the present.